Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Dallas Cowboy quarterback, always an Arkansas Razorback, the pride and joy of Baytown, Texas, where he was out there mentoring young quarterbacks. Was that earlier today or was it yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Okay.
I actually scheduled this week. You know, I had got a little radio day, got a little training day, got another training day, and then I got about 3 days away.
Okay.
So, but yeah, man, good to be here.
How are you, my friend?
I would use that term gentleman lightly, but I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate the respect.
You doing good?
Doing great, man. Good. Life is good, man. What's to be mad about?
So a little birdie told me that Linda Gale shared our conversation with you about you running out of gas.
Yeah, you're right. Linda Gale, she don't miss much now. She don't miss much. She's loyal now. She's a loyal listener. Once you guys had me in on one Thursday, now she's got alarms set all throughout her phone about, you know, when I'm going to be on the radio, and she didn't miss much. She told me yesterday y'all were at it.
Yeah,
We were.
We have damn straight advice later this hour, so I'm saying usually we got to prime the pump for texts.
Sure.
So I'm like, well, this would be a good thing. As the text line starts to amp up in damn straight advice, we can give Clint some damn straight advice about making sure that the gas tank is full.
It's fair. Yeah. I'll take it.
It's a good call.
I'm fearful of the counterpunch that's going to come because you've got a mole working for you on the inside.
I do have a mole working for me.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah, it's going to be a little give and take.
Yeah, I'll take my chances. I guess the big news... And I say big news. This is something we've speculated about all offseason, including Daryl Morey. In fact, as we lay the groundwork for this, let's BMAC hit Daryl Morey. We played this yesterday. Daryl Morey was on the Colin Cowherd show. Thanks to Greg Tuohy, who's a Houstonian, and he's Cowherd's producer, who sent us these audio snippets. Daryl Morey on getting meetings with big-time free agents. Free agency starts this Sunday night at 6 o'clock.
Well, definitely some free agent, but I think you mean a top one, and yeah. I'd say yes.
So you are confirming to me, this is a big breaking.
I think so. I can't say for sure because we can't schedule them yet, but I feel good that we'll be with a top free agent in the early days.
All right, so that's Colin Cowherd trying to get Daryl Morey in trouble by saying a specific name. Instead,
doing his job.
Instead, yeah, you're supposed to ask. Instead, last night is when the specificity was confirmed by Adrian Wojnarowski on ESPN.com and on SportsCenter. It was the big story for a few hours last night on ESPN and on the internet, is that Jimmy Butler, to nobody's surprise, is going to be the guy among the big free agents. There's about six or seven names that I would say are big names in free agency. Kevin Durant can be added to that list as of today. We'll talk about that later. But Jimmy Butler is going to be the guy that the Rockets target in free agency, but it's going to have to be a trade. The way they're going to do it is basically if Jimmy Butler wants to go to Houston, he's going to use the leverage of teams that actually do have cap space to sign him as a way to, I guess, sort of manipulate Philadelphia into going, okay, well, if you're going to leave, we'd at least like to see you leave in a scenario where we get something back in return. Now, whether Philly goes for that or not, that's the hard part about this. You're not just selling him on coming here. You got to sell him on coming here and then convince Philadelphia that trading him to you is what's best for them.
Yeah, good luck with that, right? I mean, what do you have? If you're Houston, what do you have that you're going to trade for Jimmy Butler?
Two of three players that are listed in this report. Eric Gordon, Clint Capella, PJ Tucker.
Which two of those three names just make me cringe, right?
For me, both. I don't want to lose any of those guys.
For another ball stopper. That's a two or three, you know, a ball stopper that clearly is a great player, but I mean, you're giving away some serious contributors that are not only contributors, but guys that are really, really good fits.
I'll throw it out here right now, and we'll probably bounce this one around, I would think, throughout the show, and that is the three guys I just mentioned, Gordon, Capella, Tucker. You have to deal two to get Jimmy Butler. Assuming you're okay with that, who's the one you want to keep the most? Who are the two you would sacrifice? Who's the one you'd most not want to give up in that deal?
Well, assuming that there is a plan for replacing Clint Capella, that to me is the biggest question out of any of these three guys, is, and Clint Capella's Q rating in this city right now is probably the lowest of the three because of how the Golden State series went for him. You know, Gordon was fine in the postseason. P.J. Tucker was fine in the postseason. Clint Capella was a disaster in the Golden State series.
He got exposed, Sean.
He got exposed. Ultimately. He got exposed, but he's got over an 82-game season, and the age that he's at, too, he's not in his 30s like those other two guys. He's the guy that's probably would be the most treasured commodity around the league if you were to put the three of them out there independent of their contracts because of his age and his skill set. If they have a specific backup plan to replace Capella somehow, then the guy I would keep would be P.J. Tucker of those three. I need to know if you're going to deal Capella, you better have a plan in place at the five.
I'm with you. As much as I'd hate to see Gordon and Capella go, Tucker does so many different things for this team. I think means a lot to this team off the court as well. And the Sam Amick piece you referenced, Sean, it's full of great stuff that he got quoted from P.J. Tucker. It's definitely a good read, but also is sort of a recap of a lot of the stuff we've been talking about and the developments this offseason with the Rockets, and also adds some conjecture and opinion to what might happen here in Houston. And along with saying they're undeterred in their pursuit of Jimmy Butler, Sam Amick also throws in, and I laughed when I saw this, Sean, because we sort of dismissed the name Jeremy Lamb yesterday on the show when discussing the James Harden deal with Oklahoma City. But Sam Amick names Danny Green, Jeremy Lamb, Al-Farouq Aminu, DeAndre Jordan, Brook Lopez, and Kevon Looney as also possible targets for the Rockets in free agency. When somebody of Sam Amick's ilk writes that, I find that pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's not Woj, but he's not too many levels behind. Yeah. Those are all guys they'd be targeting with the mid-level exception.
Exactly.
None of those guys are. Jimmy Butler is the big ticket item. And then beyond that, there are only so many ways that the Rockets can tweak the roster.
And the only way they get Butler, as we've discussed, is if he opts into the last year of his deal with Philadelphia and the Rockets work out a deal with the Sixers.
Well, or he signs a four-year deal with the Sixers and then you can do a traditional sign-and-trade.
Traditional sign-and-trade, yeah. Yes. You're right.
That's more likely because I don't know that any player, even though Chris Paul did it a couple years ago.
Chris Paul did it, but he's an older player.
And that's a big level of trust to have with a basketball team for Jimmy Butler, to trust that the Rockets are going to give him a four-year max deal on a wink-wink kind of thing.
Where do you sit, Sean, on a Butler ad?
My possession arrow is pointed against it right now. If the Golden State Warriors were still the Golden State Warriors with KD and Klay, and I thought everybody was coming back, then I would be more for a Butler trade because then you've got to start doing some more high-variance, high-risk kind of things because we kind of have seen which way the wind is blowing with this core of the Rockets against that core of the Warriors. But this Warrior injury spate has changed a lot of things. You know, and I guess to a degree the Western Conference is a little tighter now with the talent distributed differently. Davis in L.A., the possibility of Kawhi coming to the Clippers, that certainly takes the lower rung and moves them up closer to the Rockets. But the bottom line for me is that I still think the Rockets, as constructed, to me would be a small favorite in the Western Conference. And I think a lot of the stuff, this Harden and Paul stuff, and we'll talk about P.J. Tucker and some of his quotes later in the show. I think P.J. Tucker is the voice we needed on this kind of thing because I think he touches on an important fact, which is guys disagree all the time behind the scenes. These are things that happen. No team walks around with 100% accord the whole time. To answer your question, Clint, I would be more, if it's Butler and trading two of these guys for Jimmy Butler, two of your starters, or just keeping it like this, making some tweaks, letting Daryl Morey do some Morey things, hopefully Morey things from a couple off seasons ago, not last off season when they wound up with Michael Carter-Williams and Carmelo Anthony. Then I'm more for that than I am taking this big swing with Jimmy Butler right now.
And I like the big swing, and I'm not disagreeing just for the sake of disagreeing, even though it's more fun when we do, but I love the big swing possibility. Of course, I hate giving up those guys, but I think the addition of Jimmy Butler gives you not only, number one, a true championship caliber big three with Paul and Harden. It takes a little bit of the pressure over the next couple of years off Chris Paul, who, you know, has shown some signs that these may be his declining years. And I like the fact that they're not interpreting a weakness in Golden State as a free pass to the Western Conference Finals. They're still being aggressive. They're still taking that big swing. That's who Daryl Morey is. And it's still something they need to do, keeping up with the Joneses. It's not just the Warriors. And I still fear the Warriors without Durant and Klay Thompson. But as we've discussed, you know, Portland went to the Western Conference Finals. Denver jumped into the elite in the West last year. If they do it again, that's somebody else to account for. Utah got a lot better with Mike Conley. Who knows what the Lakers are capable of after pairing James and Davis and who they might add. We're already hearing names like J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver. I am all for keeping the foot on the gas pedal and going for it. This is the time to attack, not to sit back and roll it back to employ a phrase.
Yeah, no, I agree with the aggressiveness. I just think with the silver lining in it for me is that if you do go out and get after aggressively chase or get after pursue Jimmy Butler, then that tells me that these guys are going to make a drastic change in scheme. They're going to make a drastic change in how they approach the game of basketball on the offensive end of the floor, because there's not enough balls to go around as it is right now. We can sit around and talk about, well, guys bicker all the time, and they do in athletics and any kind of team sport where there's one ball and multiple guys want touches and multiple superstars, guys argue. But if anybody that watched the Rockets play last year and doesn't consider the fact that you got a ball-dominant James Harden and a Hall of Fame point guard that's not touching the ball as much as he wants to and calls that common throughout the league or a common problem throughout the league, to me, is missing the point. To me, that's a different dynamic than Kobe and Shaq arguing about who's getting touches and who's not. There's clearly a problem schematically. So if they're going to sign another guy, again, that's a ball-dominant player who wants to be a ball-dominant player, Sean, that's a two or a three that's going to handle the rock. That tells me that they're going to change scheme on the offensive floor.
Yeah.
Well, offensive end of the floor.
And Butler had issues with the scheme in Philadelphia this year. You know, he's a guy who has sulked sometimes at the previous stops he's been at. That, to me, is the most intriguing thing about this team, Clint, heading to September and October, is not the personnel and who's out there. I mean, obviously, they trade for Jimmy Butler. That's intriguing.
Sure.
I'm most intrigued by what changes Mike D'Antoni's going to make. What tweaks is he going to make to what they do? Because right. I think even independent of Golden State and what they look like, I do think there are some things that they need to do schematically.
Sean, that's the silver lining, though, right? I mean, because if they're not considering changes schematically, then this is the biggest bonehead move in the NBA in the last 5 years.
That's
right?
Why I figured you'd like it, Clint.
I mean, it's bonehead.
No,
you calling me a bonehead
because
here,
it signifies a change from what they relied on last year, and you've been campaigning for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no doubt. No
All
doubt.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.